WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns.
I'm a dad and I'm a grandfather. I love my family. I can't imagine life without them. Do not put yourself or your family at risk.
That's the final warning from Florida Governor Rick Scott. As the window to evacuate southern Florida ahead of Irma starts to close today, shelters are gearing up.
This county, Miami-Dade, has capacity for about 100,000 people to go into shelters. City officials tell us that at least 23,000 people are in shelters. That's in 43 shelters, 7 already at capacity.
Correspondent Rosa Flores there. Irma is now a Category 4 storm, still packing winds around 155 miles an hour. It made landfall in Cuba overnight. Cuba's meteorological agency reported winds were so strong that it destroyed its wind measuring instruments. It's expected to hit the Florida Keys early Sunday morning.
We know the storm track has shifted slightly to the west, but that doesn't mean you let your guard down in Miami-Dade, because we are still going to feel the full brunt of this storm.
That's meteorologist Derek Van Dam. These consecutive powerful storms means our higher gas prices are likely staying right where they are for a little while, just like we saw with Harvey 2 weeks ago. Refineries in Irma's path are also shutting down, according to AAA's John Townsend.
Irma in the cards now. This looks more like what happened 12 years ago when Hurricane Katrina happened, and then within a month another catastrophic hurricane occurred. And so it was a back-to-back whammy.
He says the combination of reduced supply and increased demand is sending prices up. Police in Prince George's County are commending the bravery of a pregnant woman that was, they say, was set on fire in her apartment in Capitol Heights. Police spokeswoman Jennifer Donnellan says police and fire were called to the apartment around noon on Friday. The woman was able to tell police who the attacker was and that he was headed to D.C. to possibly hurt another relative.
She was very brave. We want her family to know how brave she was, suffering as badly as she was, critically burned, worried about her unborn child, and was able to share that information with us so that we could get moving with our investigation and locate this person.
Police say the woman was taken to the hospital and doctors successfully delivered her baby. Both are alive, but no further information on their conditions was mentioned. The latest effort by Purple Line opponents to stop construction of the light rail line has been dealt a temporary setback. A judge ruled that tree clearing work along the Georgetown Branch Trail will not be shut down immediately, but the judge said he'd make a more definitive ruling after a hearing in 2 weeks. State officials had said a one-week delay in clearing work would cost more than $6 million in contract penalties and labor. The Virginia Board of Elections is blocking the use of touchscreen voting machines in the upcoming elections over concerns that equipment could be hacked.
The board voted late Friday to decertify touchscreen voting machines, which are still used by counties and cities across the state. Election officials say they were forced to make the decision to ensure the integrity of the closely watched November gubernatorial contest. They said the decision was partially motivated after a demonstration at a hacking conference earlier this year showed how the touchscreens could be hacked easily. Some localities objected to the move, saying the risks of vote totals being manipulated were being overhyped. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports. The Nats cling to an 11-10 win over the Phillies with an inside-the-park grand slam for Michael A. Taylor. The O's got shut out in Cleveland 5-0. The Indians have now won 16 straight. The Terps host Towson today. UVA welcomes in Indiana. Traffic and weather comes your way next on WMAL.
1983, the Washington Redskins win the Super Bowl. 1988, the Redskins win again. 1992, another Skins Super Bowl. And you heard it all on WMAL. Now, the Redskins are back on WMAL.
Redskins touchdown!
Larry, Cooley, Doc, and Sonny Jurgensen. Every game live. Redskins opening day. Sunday, the Eagles come to town. Airtime at high noon on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. spelled B-O-L-L, and branch.com. That's bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
7:05 now, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center with James Stanley.
Capitol Beltway outer loop just past Pennsylvania Avenue crash. It's got two right lanes completely taken out. It's right as you approach exit number 11 through there. This earlier crash that happened around Ritchie Marlboro is still there. A couple of lanes are blocked through that stretch too while they do a traffic break to get that moved over to the shoulder. And that's construction on the inner loop just past George Washington Parkway with just one right lane taken out. We aren't seeing any major problems here in the district, just work zones through the other parts of Maryland and Virginia this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy into the low 70s today, back down to the 50s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-70s. Monday, we're partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Right now, 52 in Centerville, 50 in Greenbelt. We're at 59 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This Labor Day, save up to 70% at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, where you can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic purchases, plus an additional $300 in Mattress Warehouse instant savings. Visit sleephappens.com today.
Grab a large or extra large Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee for a chance to win great prizes today. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game piece and rules, go to sippeelwin.com.
Maybe your kids are about to graduate from college or even get their graduate degree. Or you're looking forward to retirement, finally. Don't go another day without getting your legal house in order. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Let me show you how to get a basic estate plan in place that will protect you and your loved ones in the years ahead with our trademarked Reservoir Trust. All I ask is 2 hours of your time. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update, and it's great to have John Gizzi with us. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Wow, when you think he's going to zig, he zags. Donald Trump working with the Democrats this week on the debt ceiling? I mean, you got to explain that one.
Well, I think there's about 70 Republican members of the House, at least, who are wondering the same thing. They voted steadfastly and without hesitation against raising the debt ceiling. It's interesting to watch how when one trying to see Barack Obama wanting to extend the debt ceiling, and Republicans, by and large, opposed him, how this has changed. The Republican president went to Democrats in Congress and cut a deal with them. The debt ceiling is extended. A number of Republicans were angry, outraged, and surprised, but they went along with it. And in the process, the government avoided a shutdown. You know, since the current budget structure took place in 1976, there have been 16 shutdowns of the federal government. In more cases than not, whether Republicans were in the White House or they controlled Congress, they were blamed for it. Now they won't be. For that, they're probably going to kick and scream, but in the end of the day, they'll thank Trump for making this deal.
So is this a message to the Republicans who have not gotten things done the way Donald Trump would like to do them? Is there a message in here for them to get their act together?
I think so, but it also means that the president has got to communicate more with the Republicans. He can argue that they were just not listening to him on his own side of the aisle, so he took a walk and he went over to the Democrats and found an issue on which they had common ground. Now, the next step is going to be another run at repeal of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. It'll be interesting to see if the president goes to Democrats for this. It will also be interesting to see if he can get any more Republicans to vote with him. He needs six more to pass an outright repeal of Obamacare and just one more vote to put in his own substitute package, the American Health Care Act. It's going to be very interesting to watch what actions he will take, and it wouldn't surprise me if he goes to some of the Democrats who are facing difficult re-election next year.
And what does this do to the Democratic anti-Trump messaging?
Well, I think they're going to sit back and, at least in their congressional cheering section, be a little bit more quiet about what they say about the man at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, this is not going to keep candidates from office from denouncing Trump, local officials, or governors. I'm sure that Democratic National Chairman Tom Perez is not going to be impacted by this, except it might cause him some embarrassment when he goes to Democratic contributors. But overall, I say that Democrats in Congress are going to be a little bit more quiet, and they'll pick up the phone a little faster when it's the White House calling.
In your articles this week, you wrote about North Korea and the possibility that Donald Trump has ordered a shootdown of any North Korean missiles should they approach U.S. territories or the mainland. Tell us a little more about that scoop.
Well, very much a scoop and very much fact. The president has given orders, and the White House is not denying it, that any missiles that are spotted will be taken out by the THAAD missile system, THAAD, and this basically is known as stopping a bullet with a bullet. THAAD can detect missiles coming in and have a counterstrike that would take out the missile. There is also talk that the president has requested that Japan and South Korea be protected by the same missile system. And this is not anything unusual. President Obama had an excellent relationship with South Korea's former president, Park Geun-hye, and it was discussed very positively with President Obama encouraging the missile system to work with South Korea. Then she was forced out of office, a new election was held, and President Moon was sitting in Seoul, just as there's a new president in Washington, D.C. At first, the Trump administration wanted to move quickly on getting the missile defense system connected with South Korea. The South Koreans balked. Moon said he wanted an environmental study. But then he apparently is going along for some obvious reasons that were there to change his mind. Finally, there is talk about a limited strike against North Korea to demonstrate just what the U.S. would do in the attempt of a nuclear attack on it or any of its allies. Not so sure about that. Remember, the 37th parallel that separates the two Koreas is only 35 miles from Seoul, and a lot of people could get hurt when bombs start flying. Overall, we think that the president is now demonstrating what he meant by meeting fire and fury with North Korea, and I think you're going to see some action shortly. The action being North Korea pulling back and keeping quiet.
So Republicans are shuffling again in the House of Representatives. Tell us about personnel changes.
Well, there's not two, but three Republicans in the last week who've decided they'd rather quit than fight. Congressman Tom Marino of Scranton, Pennsylvania, now in his fourth term, decided to take President Trump's offer to be the drug czar. That means he resigns his seat and a special election will be held to choose his successor. Dave Reichert, the former two-fisted sheriff of King County, announced that after 14 years in the House of Representatives, he too was going home at age 67. Now, Congressman Reichert is a more moderate Republican. He is someone who voted against repeal of Obamacare in one of the final votes that was held in the House, and is someone who's never been comfortable with the growing conservative wing in his party. Finally, less than 24 hours ago, Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania, leader of the House Moderates, announced he was leaving office. Now, this is interesting. He was facing a primary challenge from a state legislator who was running as a Trump supporter, who took offense at some cutting remarks by Congressman Dent about the president, and held a rally where over 200 cheering Trump supporters said for him to run. Faced with this challenge, Congressman Dent decided to leave, saying it wasn't fun in Congress anymore. Now, this is interesting. 13 Republicans are either resigning, taking administration positions, seeking another office, or just calling it quits. The minimum of this is a number that has still not reached the 22 figure for Republicans who step down usually every 2 years. It'll be interesting to find out who's next.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist, Newsmax.com. Easiest way to find John's article, go to Google and type in Gizzi on politics. John, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. And this weekend, as many of us go to church or simply pray, let's keep in mind those who will be facing Hurricane Irma. Their problems are worse than anything we have to deal with in our everyday lives.
Thank you, John. We're at 7:16 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and if you are just awaking and joining us this morning, the latest storm track for Hurricane Irma shows that it is off the north coast of Cuba. It will avoid Havana, swinging to the north and a little bit to the west. So the track right now shows it going up the west coast of Florida, centered over the west coast of Florida. It will be centered over Fort Myers if it stays on the current track, centered immediately over Tampa, Florida, then up further up the west coast of Florida into Georgia. And ultimately, the path takes it into the Nashville area, where it is expected to dissipate sometime late Wednesday, early Thursday. But the track this morning swinging a little further to the west than first expected. So it will be going up the west coast of Florida if it does stay on that current track. Current sustained winds at 155 miles an hour. It has been right on that border between a Cat 4 and a Category 5 storm this morning. Check of the traffic and weather now on WMAL, and then DACA, that's next.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We still have this crash on the Capitol Beltway outer loop right around Pennsylvania Avenue with one right lane being blocked. It had been a couple of lanes, now they've got it down to one, so it's going to be a matter of time before that gets cleared. And we've got quite a few street festivals and races happening this weekend with road closures, including the Adams Morgan Day, the Roslyn and the Silver Spring Jazz Fests, and the Big Arlington Police and Fire Sheriff Memorial 9/11 5K is going to close roads in the Pentagon area. That should start about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now from Garage GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be partly cloudy today for the Washington area, high of 72. Sunshine tomorrow, high 74. Clouds on Monday, mid-70s. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, a chance of showers with the high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. Right now at Reagan National, 55 degrees. We're going up to 72. We'll be checking in with the Weather Channel coming up between 7:30 and 8, and we'll also be going live to Florida for the very latest on Hurricane Irma.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. In the midst of the storms in Florida and in the Gulf Coast region this week, there was also a political storm as President Trump made an announcement about DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that was implemented by executive order by President Obama. It's caused a controversy across the nation, and we are joined by Mario Rodriguez. He is in Orange County, California. He is a member of the Hispanic Advisory Council for Trump and has been involved in discussions with the White House about the plans that the president is now implementing. And Mario, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Rick. Really, really enjoyed being here.
Well, to set the stage, there were 9 states planning to file suit against the administration to end DACA. Now, 15 states and the District of Columbia have sued the U.S. government to block the president's plan. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. This has been blown, I think, way out of perspective by the mainstream media in terms of the effect and the impact it will ultimately have. And I wanted to get from you kind of a reality check about what the president's intentions ultimately are in dealing with these 800,000 young people.
Well, thank you, Rick. Well, this, I mean, of course, is my opinion and you know, I'm speaking about, and I really feel that this president, and he's made it very clear that he has a heart for these young kids. He understands that these young kids came to this country at no fault of theirs. Their parents brought them here when they were young. And so now what, you know, now what they're able to do is be here legally under the executive order. Well, now what happened is the president had to make a decision. Or otherwise, 9 governors/attorney generals were going to file suit on the president saying it was unconstitutional. And the Justice Department looked at it and felt that they would lose in court and it would be held unconstitutional. So the one thing that people don't understand what that means is this. If he was to leave it alone and it goes to court and it becomes unconstitutional, that day these kids those kids will become illegal again. So that was, I mean, then who knows what could have happened at that time. It would have been these poor kids are having enough problems right now worrying about what's going to happen. Where this president looked at everything and felt he came up with a plan that was fair and allows Congress to do their job, and that is to put a bill on his desk that he can sign that allows these 800,000 kids to be in this country legally for the rest of their life.
So he has given the Congress 6 months to work out a legal resolution for this. If he were the evil person that many in the media and many in the Hollywood elite are portraying him to be, wouldn't he have ended this on January 20th and just dissolved the program his first day in the office?
Absolutely. He could have done that January 20th, 2017, and he did not. He let it go all the way up until September 5th, and he probably would have continued to let it go for a while longer, but because of the attorney generals in these different states, they forced him to make a decision and do something. So, yeah, and the thing about it is now he gave it a six-month rollout period. It's going to be a six-month program. And he's really, really putting a lot of pressure on Congress. And, by the way, so are a lot of Hispanic organizations and numerous organizations on both sides of the aisle, including Hispanic 100, my organization, LULAC, and numerous other organizations are now going to lobby Congress very hard and ask them to do their job because it is their job to get something done on this issue once and for all.
So we saw the president working with the Democrats this week to get something done very quickly on Capitol Hill. Much of what the president has attempted to accomplish has been stalled among the Republicans on Capitol Hill. So, Mario, what happens if they can't get this done in 6 months? What happens to the Dreamers?
Well, two things can happen. One thing the president has said, if they don't get something done in 6 months, he will revisit it. And as I said before, he has a heart, and I think he'll do the right thing there again. But if nothing gets done, the one thing these kids, and there's a myth out there that, oh, my God, if something doesn't get done in 6 months, all these Dreamers are going to they're going to come to their doorsteps. They're going to grab them. They're going to deport them because the government has all the information. And in speaking to folks in high levels in the government, they made it very clear that none of these kids, none of them, will be deported from this country unless they've done something bad just like anybody else. If they've committed a felony, if they committed a bad crime, well, they're going to get deported and go back to wherever country they've come from. But if they've been good citizens and have not done anything wrong, they have absolutely nothing to worry about. Yes, they will have been here. They will be here illegally, but they won't. It's not going to be a mass deportation. That is not going to happen. And there's a lot of folks out there that are, you know, scaring these kids and scaring these Dreamers, and that's unfair because I can tell you right now, hearing from high-level government officials, that is not going to happen.
Mario Rodriguez, member of the Hispanic Advisory Council for Trump, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
7:24, it's the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Wow. Redskins football tomorrow, and a great night for the Nats last night. Now, this is the absolute perfect definition of a great night.
Yes.
Steve Burns is here from the newsroom.
Yes, we had a great D.C. sports night last night for the Nats especially. They cling to an 11-10 win over the Phillies. A lot of their runs came from an inside-the-park grand slam from Michael A. Taylor. Definitely an exciting night at Nats Park. Nats have now won five straight. Unfortunately, that pales in comparison to what happened with the Orioles in Cleveland last night. Orioles got shut out. Their offense is kind of struggling right now. They're in the race for the wild card spot in the American League. They lost to Cleveland, which has just been a buzzsaw recently. They have won 16 straight games, the Indians. That's the third longest win streak in modern baseball history at this point. So exciting goings in baseball.
If the Indians can win 16, let's see if the Redskins can win the first one. We'll hear it live tomorrow on WMAL.
Exactly. Coverage starts at noon tomorrow right here on WMAL. Redskins open the season at home versus the Eagles. Eagles slightly favored in this one, but it's kind of a wash because the NFC East, nobody really knows what's going to happen. It's a lot of the teams are kind of toss-ups, and this game is kind of emblematic of that. It's not really clear who might come out on top on this one. So whatever happens, you'll hear it right here on WMAL.
Go Skins every game, all season long, right here, WMAL.
The Genucel giveaway continues. It's Larry O'Connor, and the folks at Chamonix need to empty their warehouses. So if you order now, you'll get double your Genucel order free. Genucel, that's the natural plant stem cell treatment with advanced peptides for the pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes. And with Genucel's immediate effects, you'll see amazing results in about 12 hours. Call now and get double your order of Genucel free. Genucel is backed by the best customer service in the business and an ironclad 60-day money-back guarantee. But Chamonix's not finished. Check this out. If you call now, you'll get a 2-month supply of the legendary Deep Firming Serum, also free. Call in the next 20 minutes and get a free 2-month supply of Esotique RF, Chamonix's most popular wrinkle treatment, free. That's your fourth free gift. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Double up on Genucel. Get the Deep Firming Serum and Esotique, all free while supplies last. Limited time offer. Order now and shipping is free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls and send texts, making it easy for you and your customers to stay connected. Even get voicemails transcribed. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
An invitation from Catholic cemeteries. Every year on September 15th, the Mass of Our Lady of Sorrows is offered in Catholic churches all over the world. By recalling the deeply human sorrows of the Mother of Jesus, grieving families find solace in her companionship. If you are suffering over the loss of a loved one, come join the Catholic community in prayer at Catholic cemeteries. A special rosary and mass will be held on Friday, September 15th at 9 a.m. at Gate of Heaven Cemetery in Montgomery County, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Mount Olivet Cemetery in Northeast Washington, and at 5 p.m. at All Souls Cemetery in Montgomery County and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland. For more information, call 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org. That's 301-871-1300 or visit ccaw.org.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. This week only, Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
News next at 7:30, then we'll have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll go live to South Florida, and Cheryl Atkinson all coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. Concern is shifting from Florida's east coast to its west coast ahead of Irma. Now a Category 4 storm with winds around 150 miles an hour. This is meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Both the European model and the North American model are in amazing agreement that it is going to be a west coast Florida system that will impact millions of people.
Irma made landfall in Cuba overnight with reports of widespread damage. It's expected to hit the Florida Keys early tomorrow morning. Mexicans are trying to come to grips with the widespread devastation there following its largest earthquake in more than a century.
On Friday evening, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto toured some of the hardest hit areas, many of those in southern Mexico. Some of those areas really do struggle economically, so some of those people who perhaps have very little do stand to lose the most.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval, at least 61 people have been reported killed, with search and rescue operations still ongoing there. And a few school kids in Northeast D.C. had a bit of a surprise on Friday to start the school year.
How's it going, everybody?
Former President Obama stopped into McKinley Technology High School, sitting in on a discussion with students about their life goals, pursuing higher education, and giving back to the community.
I do believe that most of the problems we have are going to be solved.
He released video of the visit to his Instagram. Sports, the Nats cling to an 11-10 win over the Phillies with an inside-the-park grand slam from Michael A. Taylor. The O's get shut out in Cleveland 5-0. The Indians have now won 16 straight. The Terps host Towson today. UVA welcomes in Indiana. Traffic and weather's up next.
You can grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. It's $4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money begins Thursday the 14th.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here. $4K a day on WMAL.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
At 7:33, checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Capitol Beltway, the outer loop right around Pennsylvania Avenue. We still have one right lane taken out from an earlier crash. It's been there since about 6:15 this morning. Capitol Beltway outer loop between Georgia and Old Georgetown. They've got you down to just two right lanes getting by. That's a construction zone. And the inner loop right around George Washington Parkway. They've got one right lane taken out. All the other lanes are moving okay. That's because of a road crew. And watch for extra folks out on bicycles this weekend. The Washington Area Bicyclists Association Association is holding its annual 50 States Ride to touch each of the streets named for the 50 states across our city. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, low 70s today, back down to the 50s tonight. Tomorrow, again sunny in the mid-70s. Monday, we're partly cloudy in the mid-70s. We're at 57 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. We're at 7:36, and in this half hour, we'll chat with Cheryl Atkison. We will go live to Delray Beach, Florida, the very latest on Hurricane Irma preparations, and also we'll check in with the folks at the Weather Channel, get the very latest on the storm track. Right now, we're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research. He is a CIA-trained intel operative. Tony, thanks for being with us once again this morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me on. Good to be on.
Of course, the storm's making the big news this week, but still, North Korea, a storm brewing there with Kim Jong-un. Reports out that the United States is not disputing North Korea's claim that it tested a hydrogen bomb. What does that mean? What is the significance, taking it to a new level?
Well, I think the Chinese have been way behind them, helping them move forward rapidly, as well as the Iranians. I mean, something happened here, Rick, to kind of stimulate everything to make it move forward. So the fact that we're not disputing it tells me that, look, we've had some pretty good intelligence telling us some more greater details about what's going on. I think we are confident about what the general terms are of what they're doing. But more importantly, I've been told by senior Pentagon officials that they've known for a while, and they were not actually allowed to talk to the American people about it because of policy, that they've been very close to being able to put these sorts of weapons, these high-grade nuclear weapons, on missiles. So at this point in time, I think it's a matter of both politics and reality. There's acknowledgement that the North Koreans are now a very specific threat, and they can probably hit the homeland with at least one of their missiles of some sort.
There are reports this week that President Trump has given military orders for the U.S. to shoot down and destroy any missile launch from North Korea moving toward the continental U.S., Hawaii, or Guam. Tell us about the technology that we'd employ if we did that.
Well, we have a layered system of trying to take these things out. We've got essentially the THAAD on the ground in South Korea. You've got the Aegis systems on ships. So these both can hit these weapons in what we call boost phase. Boost phase is the most important phase because, as you can imagine, as they're coming off the launch pad, they're slow. They're not they've not gained speed. So that's the best time to hit them. It's in the mid phase of the flight. It becomes more difficult because of speed, and then obviously the terminal phase when it's coming down. But the bottom line is, Rick, this has been a policy for I think a while now, that if any of these missiles coming off the peninsula, off the out of the north, seems to be on a trajectory that's going to a place that we, you know, it's going to hit something important, the policy is take it out. And we do have the technology to do it. There's been a number of tests. And I think because we have layering, and look, honestly, so these tests have not always gone well. There's been failures to intercept. So that's why I think we now have a layered system. So if one thing doesn't get it, you'll have at least one or two more shots to get it. But I think at this point in time, that is going to be something that the president is taking very seriously.
We've got about 2 minutes, Tony. Sure. I want to turn to Russia. Publicly, our relations with Russia have been deteriorating. At least that's what we're seeing and hearing on the public front. But a report out that says surveillance aircraft that were monitoring an ISIS convoy that's stuck in the desert in eastern Syria, the U.S. surveillance aircraft have left the area at the request of Russian officials, that as of yesterday. So tell us about the sort of the public face versus what appears to be some kind of cooperation with Russia on the military side.
Well, it's been a practical matter that as much as they're invited, we're not, to Syria at least, this has been something that's been quietly worked out. And I think it's for the better, Rick. You have to have a practical understanding of what's going on at the tactical level in Syria and Iraq. And that's what you see here. There's been a hotline essentially established between the two militaries that has been working very well. And the whole idea simply is this. We are not at war with the Russians. We may have differences with them. But in this one area, you know, there is a common interest of returning governance to the region. We don't support Assad necessarily, but they do. But with that said, you know, we have taken a very strict idea that we want to return governance. We want to get some sort of civilization back in those areas. And Rick, that means that we sometimes have, you know, we've actually taken shots at the Syrian army if they get too close to our forces there on the ground. So this is the best possible way to make sure we don't get into a major shooting war with the Russians. And yes, we have major issues with the Russians in Europe, in Poland, the Balkans, all these areas where there's issues. So this is but one single scope area we're working together with them.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you so much, Tony. Much appreciated.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:42, Saturday morning update on WMAL. And time for a check of the traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. If you're planning on using the Metro this weekend, don't forget there's no red line trains that run today or tomorrow between Friendship Heights and Twin Brook. Also, for the second straight weekend, the Bethesda Med Center, Grosvenor, Strathmore, and White Flint stations also are shut down for work. There's also some track work on the Orange Line. Check for that before you head out. And the race for the cure this morning has Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest between Freedom Plaza to about the Capitol, as well as 3rd and a section of Independence Avenue Southwest between 3rd and 7th, shut down. And that crash on the Capitol Beltway outer loop around Pennsylvania still there with one right lane taken out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for partly cloudy skies with a high of 72. Sunshine tomorrow, high 74. Some clouds Monday. Showers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The high temperatures early in the week, only in the mid-70s. Right now at Reagan National, 58, and we are headed up to 72, and it's 7:43 on the Saturday Morning Update.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Understanding Your Blood Lab Test and Hair Analysis on Wednesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and we are now at 7:44, and we're going to check in with Ken Boone, who is at the Weather Channel this morning. And Ken, we've been watching the track of the storm and watching things change, and I got an email from our colleague Juan Jacomino at Radio Havana, and he said, Havana seems spared from bulk of hurricane, but we honestly still don't know. Hurricanes are like baseball. It's not over till it's over. And things have changed in terms of the storm track and where it may hit in Florida. And give us the latest on what the expectations are when the hurricane makes landfall in South Florida.
Sure. Right now, the center of circulation is right along the North Cuba coast. Part of the circulation is actually overland, and part is over the water. And we're going to see that trend here as we head through the morning and into early afternoon. But eventually, we'll start to see a more northwestward turn and eventually a northward turn as we head through late today and into tonight. That's going to pull it away from the Cuba coast, and it'll head towards the Florida Keys. We are expecting it to make landfall in the Florida Keys sometime early Sunday morning, and then eventually making another landfall somewhere along the southwest or even central western coast of Florida sometime Sunday afternoon. Still a Category 3 or higher hurricane. It's 4 right now. We're projecting it to remain a major hurricane as it moves through the Keys and then onshore in southwest Florida. There is a potential for it to strengthen. Very curious to see when that circulation gets away from Cuba, if we actually do get to see it strengthen and it gets a little bit better looking. Cuba, as it interacts with it, the land there is kind of helping to weaken it a little bit, at least through the last couple of updates, which is certainly good news. But once it gets back out over water, it'll be interesting to see if it does strengthen some.
Okay, so it will be over water between Cuba and the western coast of Florida. And I guess it is somewhat difficult to predict the intensity, but if it does strengthen again, will this be equivalent to Andrew or worse?
The potential exists, absolutely. Right now, the forecast doesn't have it reaching Category 5 status again, but it's certainly not out of the question. I certainly wouldn't say that it couldn't happen. It's just going to be interesting to see just how much and how close to the southwest Florida coast, like where on that south, the further north that it is, the more time it spends over water, the more time it has certainly to strengthen.
And if you could just give us the projection of the track up the West Coast, the names of the cities and as far into what is really the Tennessee area.
Yes, it looks like right now the forecasted track will have it make landfall somewhere from the Naples, Fort Myers, Tampa area, somewhere along that stretch of the southwest Florida coast. But it'll stay right along the coast. It's not going to move inland very far. It's going to move right up through North Florida into south western sections of Georgia, the center of circulation, probably still tropical storm strength, maybe even still hurricane strength as it gets into South Georgia, and then moving a little bit more towards the northwest, moving up through North Georgia, northern Alabama, and into parts of central Tennessee towards the Nashville area by the time it weakens to a depression.
And finally, as I asked you an hour or so ago, the effects possibly on our area.
We could see some we're certainly going to see some moisture spread up the East Coast with Irma. There is also a front dropping down for late in the week, and we are going to see rain chances increase in and around the D.C. area. Middle to end of the upcoming work week, a very nice weather here through the weekend. But by the time we get towards maybe Wednesday, Thursday, that front, that moisture enough that we could see some rain. So some indirect impacts for the D.C. area.
Ken Boone from the Weather Channel, as always. Ken, thank you so much.
Sure.
Appreciate it. 7:48 now, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And coming up, we're going to be talking with Cheryl Atkinson. She had, of course, bestseller out this summer, The Smear, her latest book, a New York Times bestseller. And we're chatting with Cheryl between now and 8 o'clock. Stay with us on WMAL.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune into Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services. Sunday afternoon at 5 here on WMAL.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number two comes from Jenny in Georgetown.
Everyone should be on a low-salt diet. It's just healthy for you. Duh.
Okay, let's shake it up. Research shows Americans, on average, already consume sodium in the safe range. Since sodium is an essential nutrient, consuming too little salt can cause problems, which is why the government should not continue plans to put all Americans on a low-salt diet.
Whoa.
It's true. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
Thank you for coming.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800...
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next-door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
He showed me his driver's license. He actually became 20 years younger.
We can't promise that, ma'am.
But anything is possible.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing. Hand me a mirror. I love you guys!
Take a look at your driver's license.
Spread the word, ma'am. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and it is great to welcome Cheryl Atkison, the host of Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning on ABC7, also throughout the day on News Channel 8. And also the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Smear. And congratulations on your success this summer. That's great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The season premiere of Full Measure is tomorrow. And you traveled to South Korea. And I am so looking forward to seeing the show. Tell us a little bit about the perspective that you wanted to present.
Well, knowing that things were heating up in the Korean Peninsula and the threat even to the United States was coming, we went there to visit the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea and to kind of find a way to explain to people in simple terms how we got here. Why is there a North and South Korea? What were they fighting over? And why now should we be involved, or should we care here in the United States how we got involved? So that was the goal. It was fascinating, Rick. I mean, I learned a lot, and I think a lot of times in the news we tell stories in a way that people can't come on board if they don't already know all about them. So Sunday we're going to try to give enough history without boring people, but give enough perspective so that they can understand how we got here.
Well, the other thing, too, is that what we see of the story on North Korea is typically packaged in a 45 to 55 second piece, if that long, and we really don't get the background or the depth on it.
Right. You just sort of join the story in the middle. You know there's some tension going on, but it's hard to understand exactly why.
Give us a sense of the feelings of people in South Korea. I mean, we hear about the tension. We hear that they are nervous. But, I mean, you can talk about actually how they feel. You've spoken with them, and you actually witnessed sort of the proximity to North Korea.
I think it's like 35 miles to Seoul, the capital of South Korea, between there and the demilitarized zone or in North Korea. And you got to know that this is called the most dangerous militarized border on the planet, because both sides have so much weaponry pointing at one another that things are so tense. There have been murders that have occurred in that demilitarized zone. North Koreans hacked some U.S. soldiers to death years ago. There's been a bunch of weird things that have happened on the border. It could, you know, tension is really, really tight. But the South Koreans have lived this way for 60 years with the threat of annihilation, or at least the threat of North Korea invading South Korea, and they kind of take it in stride. I would say there's a divide between the young and the older people. The younger generation, we're told there, doesn't think North Korea is maybe as dangerous and as threatening as some people think. But the older generation, once they get perspective, or certainly the ones who remember the Korean War, they do tend to think that this is a more dangerous situation.
And how is this situation different in terms of the leadership of Kim Jong-un? I mean, this seems to be the most tense that I've recalled the situation with the United States. But what is it about Kim Jong and his regime?
Well, it's partly about him, but I think it's more about the march toward nuclear weaponry and the rhetoric that he has really fired up in the last couple of years. I mean, he has moved ever closer to the kinds of weapons you don't want a crazy, hostile person to have. Miniaturizing nuclear weapons that can fit on a warhead that can reach the United States, for goodness sake. You know, in the hands of a guy like that, that's the fear. That's what he's inched closer to, and that's why everybody is so tense right now, in a nutshell.
And what is the attitude in South Korea about his capabilities, what weaponry he may have?
Well, it's interesting because we were there before the latest supposed test of a hydrogen bomb, and every expert we spoke to, including an advisor to the current president, including the opposition party, they all said they think he already has nuclear weapons, that he's further along than a lot of experts here in the United States seem to think. There's a lot of differing opinion on that. But they're pretty sure over there where he stands, and they think he's moved faster than a lot of people think toward this kind of weaponry we absolutely don't want him to have.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure, fascinating half hour coming up tomorrow morning on Full Measure at 10 o'clock on ABC7 on South Korea. Cheryl, thank you so much as always.
Thank you, Rick.
7:55 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Up next, we will go live to Delray Beach, Florida, the very latest on Hurricane Irma.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Our family is known for collecting things, bicycles, sports equipment, camping supplies, and it all ends up in our backyard. Oh, and our 6 dogs. A neighbor insisted we have Long Fence come install a privacy fence so we don't lose anything. So thoughtful. I went to longfence.com, got a free estimate, and now we have a beautiful custom privacy fence to keep all of our collections safe and out of sight. Thanks, neighbor.
Everything we do makes a difference.
Seven 7:55 Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by our own Lou Pate, who is down in Delray Beach, Florida. And Lou, we had you scheduled for 7:46, but you had a pretty good reason that it's now 7:56.
Yeah, I was out on a golf course in Delray Beach where I was going to report from. The winds were so strong that I don't think you would have been able to hear me, so I apologize for being delayed. But the winds are here. The storm is coming. It is going to be a Category 1. It appears that we're dodging a bullet here on the Atlantic side. I'm in Delray Beach, 10 miles south of West Palm, about 25 miles north of Fort Lauderdale. The storm has shifted to the west, but it is still a very powerful storm. So here in Palm Beach County, authorities are keeping all the orders in place. Evacuations remain in place. Shelters are open, and they're keeping it as if we're still getting that direct hit. Now, the bridges over the Intercoastal Waterway remain on lockdown. You can walk over them, but you're not supposed to because as of 2 a.m. last night, there is a curfew. But that doesn't seem to be hindering anybody because while I was out there violating it, but I could use work as an excuse, people were out and about and driving. I saw numerous Delray police officers and Palm Beach County Sheriff's offices as well, and they were not pulling anybody over. So I don't know if that is because the storm has shifted or they're just not enforcing the curfew. An interesting thing I did see this morning was, although all gas stations, all businesses are closed, I did see someone pull into a gas station looking for gas, only one person. I guess they did not get the memo, but they had numerous days to get it. And much to my dismay, while I was out around 4:30 this morning, the gentleman was delivering the Sun Sentinel newspapers, making his rounds. So although we're facing tropical storm winds at the moment, a possible Category 1 hit later in the day, for some, the show just goes on.
Now, we've seen the images of people boarding up businesses and houses. How extensive is that?
Everywhere. Shutters are up on my home in Delray Beach, all of my neighbors, all of the businesses along West Atlantic Avenue, which is the main thoroughfare through Delray Beach into East Atlantic Avenue, which goes down to the ocean. Everything is boarded up except for those who have the impact windows, which I'm not really sure I would trust those. It looks like an abandoned movie set. And while I was just out there, I did see cars going by. There's no people walking. There's no stores. I don't know where these people are going or where they're coming from because all businesses and companies have shut down. So it's a very weird vibe. But I fear there's a sense of complacency, and so do the authorities creeping back in. because they're reporting on local television stations that the number one call that they're getting, people are saying, can we take our shutters down? And the answer is no, because although it's to the west, if this thing just shifts literally a tick to the right, all of a sudden we're going to go from Category 1 to Category 2. The storm is now a Category 4. When it makes landfall down to the south, it's expected to be a 4, possible 5. It depends on how much power it picks up over the Florida Straits. And that water down there is super warm, especially this time of the year. So that's fuel for a storm. And a storm like Hurricane Irma is well organized and powerful, so you don't want to taunt it. But right now we're feeling a sense of relief on the Atlantic side in Palm Beach County, but you don't want to rest easy on your laurels because, like I said, literally the wind could shift and we could be facing a heavier hit, not a direct hit, but a heavier hit than we're facing now as we were 2 days ago. But everything here in Delray Beach is shut down. They're keeping it as if we are getting a direct hit, which I feel is smart. And now we just have to wait and see literally which way the wind blows.
Our own Lou Pate live this morning in Delray Beach. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you.
Delray Beach, about halfway between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale this morning. That's it for the Saturday morning update. Of course, Monday, the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and we encourage you to go to the website 911memorial.org for ways in which you can commemorate that day. Thank you so much for being with us on the Saturday morning update. Steve Burns in the news is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.